is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 18th of February, 2007. It's the birthday of Wallace Stegner, born in Lake Mills, Iowa, 1909, to a father who was constantly moving the family from place to place, hoping to strike it rich. His mother was hopefully trying to nest, but the family kept moving. Father tried to plant a farm in North Dakota. That failed, tried to run a lunchroom in the backwoods of Washington State, sold bootleg liquor in Great Falls, Montana, invested all the family savings in a device that was supposed to detect gold in the ground, finally bought a piece of redwood forest in California, only to cut it down and sell it for firewood. By the time Wallace Stegner was 20, he'd lived in more than 20 different houses, including a dining car. But he grew to love the great open wilderness of the American West, went to the University of Utah, got his Ph.D. in American literature, and then, in a short time in the 1930s, lost his whole family. His brother died of a sudden attack of pneumonia. His mother died from cancer. His father committed suicide. And Wallace Stegner set out to write a new kind of novel about the American West, one that wasn't about pioneers or cowboys. And the result was his first big success, his novel, The Big Rock Candy Mountain. It came out in 1943, based on the experiences of his own family, about a man and his wife who travel around the West trying to make it rich. He went on to write dozens of novels about the American West, Angle of Repose, The Spectator Bird, and others. And he also started one of the best creative writing programs in the country at Stanford, where his students included Wendell Berry, Larry McMurtry, Robert Stone, Ken Kesey, Raymond Carver, and Scott Turow. It's the birthday of the novelist Toni Morrison, born in Lorain, Ohio, 1931, did not start writing fiction until she was in her 30s. She was an editor for Random House. She was raising two children. Her first big success was the novel Song of Solomon, 1977. But Toni Morrison, probably best known for her novel Beloved, about a former slave named Seth living just after the Civil War, haunted by the ghost of the baby daughter she killed in order to save the child from a life of slavery. The book came out in 1987. It was hailed as a masterpiece. It was one of the reasons Morrison won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1993. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Nikos Kazantzakis, born in Heraklion on the island of Crete in Greece, 1886. Didn't make it big as a writer until he was 60, with the publication of Zorba the Greek in 1946, in which he wrote how simple a thing is happiness, a glass of wine, a roast chestnut, a wretched little brazier, the sound of the sea, all that is required to feel that here and now is happiness is a simple heart. Here's a poem for today by Tony Hoagland entitled Greed. Painted on a wall on 20th and Grant, just the word, greed, just that word, facing the street, for the drivers in their cars to read, while waiting for the light to change. No who, no why, or is, just greed, with no appendage, no promised consequence, not greed as deadly sin, or greed named as a traditional form of suffering. What is surprising is that after all the words that have been chiseled into us, stenciled, scrawled, printed, and embossed, we still seem able to read one more, just the word greed at eye level, printed on the wall at Grant and 20th. Greed said calmly, without inflection. A poem by Tony Hoagland, Greed, from Hard Rain, a chapbook published by Holly Ridge Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.